Freak Heat Wave's new single, Self Vortex, debuted on Noisy right at the end of January. The album yet to be released, but it's already number one on CIVL here in Abbotsford. Probably getting some plays over at CHUO2, Aaron?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Freak Heat Waves has been to Ottawa as well a couple times. They're close by Montreal, post-punk, sludge. And they're on tour in April, so I bet you'll get to see them. Actually, do they make it to Abbotsford?
They are one of the rare bands not making it to Abbotsford before they play the Cobalt on May 8th. But you know what? Actually, they have May 9th free, so maybe we'll try and bring them to the carport in Abbotsford. Who knows? They will be in Winnipeg. They'll be in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. They'll be in Edmonton, Calgary, and Victoria as well. Before heading down to Portland, Oregon, and of course in Montreal. Who would miss a date at the Casa del Popolo to kick off their tour on April 13th? So here's Freak Heat Waves with Self Vortex on the Earshot 20, number 17.
Okay, so number 16 on the charts this week is Gord Downie's final solo album, Introduce Yourself. We're going to hear the title track, Introduce Yourself. This album is obviously very emotional for a lot of people, losing Gord Downie, and it's also pretty incredible. It was recorded in 2 4-day sessions, and of course, this is her final work. Aaron, were you a big Tragically Hip fan?
I have been crying for about a year. I've been explaining to people for about 1 or 2 years why I've been crying when I try to explain to people why it is significant that A, Gord Downie was originally terminally ill, B, that the CBC was live broadcasting the concert for free, C, that 11 million Canadians watched it, the second most watched event of Canadian history, and D, that we lost him. And then he took so many efforts to try and raise the profile of, you know, the Indigenous issues that we have in this country, with the fact that we've treated Indigenous peoples pretty poorly over the past hundreds of years. So yeah, I'm a big fan of him. I'm a big fan of his music, and I'm a big fan of the legacy he's left.
Well, then I'm sure you're enjoying this album.
I've been playing it on my show. I live here now. But you know who I think really enjoyed the album is Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer. Do you know about this, Aaron?
No.
Depending on when you're listening to this, Virtue and Moyer may have or may be about to celebrate Downie in a performance at the Sunday Night Olympic Gala for figure skating, where they've done this before in October, just after Downie's death. Virtue and Moyer did a dance to one of my favorite Tragically Hip songs, Long Time Running. And they made reference to the fact that it's a song that speaks to not only Gord, the Tragically Hip's legacy, it's intrinsically Canadian, and it also reflects their careers as figure skaters as well, the most decorated figure skaters in the history of the sport, apparently, at the Olympic level.
What? The Olympics are on? That's weird.
You're joking, right? Right?
Number 15 on the charts, Buffy St. Marie.
You've helped me out of so many scrapes. You helped me wait and wait and wait. You helped me when I had to pretend. You helped me walk through thickets again and again. Once you got into a car with me and we were both sitting in the back seat, and the driver, he was so friendly, he had driven me so many times, I couldn't remember his name, and I probably should have remembered him. So I wrote something on my hand for you to see, to help me, help me. Then I poked you and I showed you my hand. I'd drawn an arrow and underneath it said, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. Went down the Danforth on Christmas Eve, 'cause there is something I just believe, and I believe it permanently. I thought of it so many times that maybe I walked up to the front door of the Black Pearl Tattoo Parlor, and to put this on my hand forever for you to see how you have helped me. So when I see you, I'll show you my hand. You'll always see the arrow and underneath it sand. Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. Thank you for your help.
Now, Buffy St. Marie definitely knows that the Olympics are taking place. Do you know the most famous Buffy St. Marie song, Aaron?
Okay, come on.
Are you looking? Are you
was
looking
it not
it up?
Universal Soldier?
I thought it was... because she wrote the Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren song. Do you know where I'm going with this? There's only one of them, I think.
I think you're wrong, but keep going.
It's in The Simpsons. Love lift us up where we belong. She wrote that song.
Yeah, but she wrote for Elvis. She wrote for Barbara Streisand. She wrote so many hits for so many people that you don't even know are hers. That's, I think, where she's made most of her, I guess, money.
I guess, yeah, royalties on stuff like that would on, you know, Elvis songs, 50 million people won't give you a pension, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't that funny if you took so long to laugh. But Buffy St. Marie, she's come back in the last few years, and she won a Polaris Prize a couple years ago.
That's right. She did. Medicine Songs is the name of this album. And the song that we're going to hear is You've Got to Run with Tanya Tagaku, who's also a Polaris Prize winner. And this is Buffy's 19th album. When the young woman or when the young man, sometimes you got to take a stand. Just because you think you can, oh, you got to run, you got to run. When the young woman or when the young man, sometimes you got to take a stand. Just because you think you can, oh, you got to run, you got to run, run. Crying against the odds, you're in a trap. Number 14 on the chart this week, St. Vincent from Mass Education.
That's what I thought it was too. But Aaron, it's Mass Seduction.
No.
Yeah.
You're right. Because I wrote it out and now I'm like, oh, that's why.
So, but I made the same mistake. I had to Shazam it because it was playing on CIVL last week. I'm like, what is this very interesting and provocative music? And I thought, oh, Mass Education. Huh. And then I talked to somebody else about it, and they said, no, 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 dude, it's Mass Seduction.
What? Well,
it's true.
How did you and I...
Because it looks like that. It's and there's only one word. It's just the missing A. Mass Seduction, the one word, is M-A-S-S-E-D-U-C-T-I-O-N. But you only need the A between the C and the T to make it mass education. So I'm sure this is the intended result that we're both experiencing here.
Yeah, I see it. I see it so clearly now. But I wrote it mass education.
Right, me too. Because that's almost not also not a word, but still seems like it should be. Did you see her directorial debut in XX?
No.
It's a horror film made up of four vignettes, each one told from the perspective of a woman, directed by different women. And I think it's the third little mini horror story is directed by St. Vincent. Annie
Clark.
Finishing my sandwiches again.
This is her fifth album. The song that we're going to hear is Sugar Boy, because I love a good call and response.
At number 14, St. Vincent with Sugar Boy.
Sugar.